News, I'm Ben Thomas. In the Capitol Rotunda today, a peaceful transfer of power. Donna Warder has our report.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend. The Constitution of the United States. So help me God. Congratulations, Mr. President.
And with that, Donald Trump becomes the 47th president of the United States. Trump survived criminal indictments to assassination attempts and impeachments to win his second term in office. The president already has prepared for his signature executive orders to clamp down on border crossings, increase development of fossil fuels, and end diversity and inclusion programs in the federal government. Donna Warder, Washington.
Trump supporters flocked to Washington hoping to see the inauguration from the National Mall, but forecasts of cold weather moved the ceremonies inside. Adele DeMarco was happy nonetheless.
I'm emotional because I think he's just going to make America great again, and I believe in him from day one, and I'm just so happy that he's the President of the United States, and I think great things are going to come.
Before leaving office, President Biden issued preemptive pardons for his siblings and their spouses, Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House January 6 committee that investigated the Capitol riot. Of his supporters convicted for their actions that day, Trump said,
I was going to talk about the J6 hostages, but you'll be happy because, you know, it's action, not words that count, and you're going to see a lot of action.
This is AP News. People in Southern California again bracing for gusty winds and heightened risk of wildfires. Ed Donahue has more.
The warning comes 2 weeks after devastating wildfires killed at least 27 people around Los Angeles. Santa Ana wind gusts this time around could reach 70 miles per hour. Oriole Hall returned to her home in Altadena to find it gone.
When we left, we didn't pack anything. So all memorabilia of my mom. Everything from 1970 to 2025 was here.
Hall told KABC the future is uncertain.
We are homeless right now.
Hall is determined to rebuild.
This recovery is more important than TikTok. We need to recover Altadena.
Firefighters have made progress on the perimeter of the Palisades fire near the Pacific coast, but there are areas in the interior that continue to burn. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.